Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, just one verse of scripture, and we'll let you be seated tonight. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Tonight, simply want to talk to us on this thought, by faith. Let's pray together tonight. Father, we give you glory, honor in this house. You, Lord God, are worthy of praise. And thank you for the privilege of allowing us into your house and back into your presence tonight, God. Lord, tonight, just let faith rise in this room. God, as we go through your word tonight, let it do what it does. Let it build faith. Let it instill faith. Lord, let faith be activated in this house tonight, God, that we might see your glory in the sanctuary, that we might see your power among your people, Lord. Lord, tonight, touch us, God, to hear your word and be changed by it and challenged by it, Lord. We're going to praise you for it tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, everybody said amen. Would you clap your hands real good and shout to God tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated. God bless you. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord. The just shall live by faith. Not by anything else. We know that we live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So there's no contradiction here because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. We live by every word. We live by faith. The word live, there it does mean life, but it also means lifetime. God didn't call me to a season of faith. He called me to a lifetime of faith. He didn't call me to faith in the good times. He called me to faith forevermore. Now, one day, you know, the old song sings that our faith will end by sight. Once we get there, that is the end of our faith. That is the complete and total, nothing left to be done, salvation of our souls. When we hear him say, well done, our faith will have been completed in our lifetime. That's why Paul would say that I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. He's talking about his life, the life that he lived. He said, but I have kept the faith. There's a lot of things I want to accomplish in this life, but I hope that when it's all said and done, that I can say like Paul, I have kept the faith. I don't want to pawn it. Sometimes people get desperate. They pawn things. Sometimes we get desperate in this world and we pawn our faith. Yeah. So we can try something else to see if that'll help fix it. But friend, you can't pawn your faith. You got to keep the faith. You got to walk by faith. Come on, somebody. We are people of faith. There's no other way about it. This is not a club. It's not a social gathering. Right. This is a church of the living God, yes. Bought and purchased by his blood and filled with his spirit. We're the bride of Christ. Right. And there's something to do on this earth.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But we're not going to do it without faith.
Right.
We can gather all the people that we can stand to get, and it not mean anything if we don't have faith.
Come on,
we have no identity without faith. We're just the name on the building, the name on the sign, without faith.
Yeah.
But by faith, we are now the sons of God.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Let that faith just start moving in you tonight. Let something inside of you just say, hey, you know what? I'm just going to believe God tonight. I know it's Wednesday night, but last night it was Tuesday night, and God was still moving. And I know tonight that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or all that I can think. And it's according to the power that worketh in us. Faith. Without faith, you can't move nothing. Without faith, you can't accomplish nothing. Without faith, you'll be miserable. Without faith, you'll be frustrated. But with faith, all things are possible. And it's simple as saying, I believe. Paul stated in the middle of a storm, I believe that it shall be even as God has told me. I just believe it. One man that came to Jesus said, I believe. Help my unbelief. But he believed. One person, he said, do you believe I'm able to do this? And he said, I believe. If we can just pull down the walls, get past our carnal mind. The carnal mind is enmity with God. It's the enemy of faith. That flesh and that carnal mind will fight you tooth and nail so you won't pray, so you won't believe, so you won't step out of the boat to walk on water. But by faith, we live. By faith, we have a lifetime of the blessings of God. Don't just put his name on your shirt and put the bumper stickers on your car and put the magnet on your fridge and not have faith. I remember when I was a kid, we had a refrigerator magnet. My dad put it on there. He was always ordering things from these TV preachers, and they'd send him prayer cloths, and you know, he'd send them $50. You get a refrigerator magnet. I mean, it was and a little praying hands, but it said, let go and let God. That message didn't leave that refrigerator door. It didn't. It ain't no good to have it printed on something and not believe it. Don't read it and not act on it. Don't hear it preached and let it go in one ear and out the other. Come on. By faith, God's people are going to overcome. The people that know their God, they're going to be strong. But it's inferred there it's because they have faith, because they know him. They know what he does, they know his ways, and they know his word. And they know that there is no life outside of him. This life, faith is not just a magic potion for miracles. Faith is the life that you live. When you get up in the morning and say, thank you, God, for another day, that's faith. When you get down and out, but you still lift your hands and praise God, friend, that's faith. When you get up and get ready and make your way to the house of God, that's faith. Come on. These are the things that make us who we are. And all these things will build up and add up. And eventually, if you can just walk in faith, you're going to start acting in faith. And that's where you're going to see those signs that follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. But if God can't trust me to have faith to live, if he can't trust me and trust me and think that, well, he don't even have faith to get up and thank me today. He don't even have faith to speak to somebody today. He don't even have faith to pray today or to read my word today. Why do I think he's going to trust me with the faith to see blinded eyes open? For the miracles that we know God can do. We've got to live a life of faith. Not just a seasonal, lifetime. We go through seasons in our life, but faith has to be a part of all of it. It has to be faith when we're in the good season, and it has to be faith when we're in the low season. When Paul made the statement that whatsoever state I'm in, I've learned to be content. He said, because you know how you are content in every season? Faith. Because you know that in whatever season it is, God has not left you, and God has not forsaken you, and God has not forgotten you, but that God is for you. And if God be for you, then who can be against you? Friend, if you've got faith and you've got God, it's hard to be against yourself. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? You'll get out of your own way and start seeing God bless your life if you'll have faith. Well, none of that's in the notes. It was free. It's all free. But you can just preach so much just by that. By faith. How's it going to work? By faith. How am I going to see it? By faith. How am I going to get better? By faith. Yeah? That's the answer to everything. By faith in God. Whew! How am I going to rejoice? By faith. How am I going to make it through this valley? By faith. By faith, by faith, by faith. God called us to a new life. If any man be in Christ, he don't care what your background is. He's not checking your resume. He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And the old things are passed away, and all things are made new. And now all things are of God. The things in our life change when we become His. Our thinking changes. Our speech changes. Our actions change when we come to Him. He called us to a new life, not just to heaven. We love to read about the place that He's gone away to prepare so where He is we can be with Him. But there's a lot to get done before that trumpet sounds. You don't know how much time none of us, we know how much time we have. But He called us to labor. He called us to be workers together with Him. He said, put your hand to the plow and don't look back. There's souls to be won. That's why He said, when you pray, pray and say, God, let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Let the church be busy about the Father's business. Let the church be busy preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let the church be busy about loving people and having faith in God. Walking in faith. Living by faith. Living by faith in Jesus above. We used to sing that all the time. They'd pop them song books out. And man, just everybody in the church singing it to the top of their lungs. Living by faith in Jesus above. Standing on the promises. Just the songs about faith, singing about it, living it, believing it. You don't hear it said as much as we'd like to anymore, but it used to be when an elder pastor, their life was a life of faith. They were prayer warriors. They were pillars. They were mighty men or women of God. And they faith, you talk about their faith, but is that what they're going to say about us? The Lord said, when I return, will I find faith in the earth? You know where He's looking for it at? In His children. He's looking for faith in His bride. Do they still believe? Or are they just holding their hands out for the fish and loaves? Do they still believe and have faith in me? Or is it all about what they've done? Is it all now about what they could create? Or is it still about me? Is it still about faith in Him? I love to read. That's why that book of Acts is so important to read and to study and to model ourselves after, because these people just took it and went everywhere preaching, signs following. You know why? Faith. Everywhere they went, faith. Eating lunch somewhere, faith. Walking down the street, faith. In the market, faith. On a chair in the desert, faith. They lived by faith, and people knew they were Jesus people. They questioned some of them, said, I know they've been with Jesus. I can tell by the way they're talking. You know why? Speaking faith. Yes. It wasn't after He died, He ain't here. I guess we kind of do what we want to do. You know, we'll schedule a revival every now and then. No, they just went wherever. Yeah. Whoever, baptize you here, baptize you there, pray for you here, get you off your beggar's bed and let you leap into the temple. Man, they were just doing miracles and signs and wonders because they lived by faith. And that's still the church today.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, come on. I know. You know what? What's sad is that it takes discomfort a lot of times to get our faith riled up. I don't want to wait till I'm in discomfort to start trying to have faith in God. While it's good, I want to call on Him. While it's going good, I want to lift Him up. Because I know that dark days will come. But right now, while I can stand, and right now, while I can lift my hands, and right now, while I got breath in my body, I want to lift my voice to the Lord. I want to have faith in God. I want to live by faith. The just shall live by faith. This new life is the life we live for Him. We live for Him and we live by Him. We live with Him by faith. We don't live by the course and the logic of the world. We don't live according to culture. I know there are things in the world that we have to abide by, but we are in the world, not of the world. We are in the world and we have to obey laws, and there's things that we have to live with and we have to put up with while we're here. That's just part of living on this earth. In this world, you will have tribulation. There are things that you'll have to go through. But I live by faith. I don't live by the government. I don't live by programs. I live by faith. I don't live by people. I live by faith. Yeah? I don't live by my job. We need them. We need money, all those things. But I live by faith. I am living now by faith. The life, Paul said, that I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. And for Paul, it was a lifetime of faith. I have fought a good fight. Not bragging, not egotistical. When you stick with God, it's good. I have fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. I kept the faith when they stoned me and left me for dead. I kept the faith while I was bobbing like a cork in the ocean, wondering what was beneath me. I kept the faith while they laid stripes on my back. My own countrymen laid stripes on my back. They chased me and pursued me, and I had faith when they let me down out of the window by a basket one night. I had faith when they plotted and fasted until they wanted to kill me. They were going to fast until they saw me dead. But I just kept the faith. I fasted when people walked away. I fasted when they came against me. I believed God and I had faith. He said, I had faith through every bit of it. I kept the faith. I want to keep the faith. The phrase by faith is mentioned 36 times in the New Testament. 16 times it is listed in Hebrews, starting with verse 38, which we read at the beginning. But if you were to continue on through there, you would find that it says, by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. Abel, all the way in the beginning, it was about faith. Abel lived his life by faith. And he offered a more excellent sacrifice. By faith, Enoch was translated. By faith, Noah prepared an ark to the saving of his family. By faith, Abraham left his homeland. By faith, he stayed in the land of promise as a stranger in a strange land. By faith, Abraham offered up Isaac. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau of things to come. By faith, Jacob blessed the sons of Joseph. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, he spoke of the exodus that Israel would have. By faith, Moses was hid by his parents when the commandment went out to kill all the newborns. By faith, Moses refused his sonship of Egypt. By faith, Moses forsook Egypt. And by faith, Israel passed through the Red Sea as on dry ground. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. And finally, by faith, Rahab perished not with those who believed not. By faith, these people lived. We always read Hebrews 11. That's the faith chapter. Well, that's what he's telling you. It was by faith. Living by faith will get you noticed. Living by faith will get your name in the book. Not this book, but that book, Living by Faith. But living by faith got their name in the pages of the eternal word of God. They stood out. It got them noticed. Things happened. Living by faith will push you past your comfort zone. It will get you past your flesh. It'll cause you to step out of a boat onto water that you know could drown you. It'll help you see what God can do in your life by faith. How many got faith tonight?
Yes.
Come on.
Amen. Amen.
You don't have, look, God said it. The just shall live by faith. You're not bragging by saying I've got faith. Yeah. You're not, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. So if it's anything, I'm just boasting in the Lord. I have faith in God.
Yes.
It's not in myself. The Bible says God gave every man the measure of faith.
Right.
So I've got faith. You ought to practice it. I got faith.
Yes.
I've got faith.
Got faith.
When something happens, use that.
Yes.
When you get bad news, use that.
Yes.
When you get good news, use that.
Yes.
Say, I have faith. Faith is hard for our natural mind to comprehend because it's a gift from God. We don't create faith. It came from Him. That's why the disciples would say, Lord, increase our faith. Because we can't bolster that up. The only way to build ourselves up on our most holy faith is by praying, not in the flesh, but in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual thing that God has given, a measure that God has given to us. Oh, but it's like that measure. Man, it begins to grow. It begins, I said this before, that sometimes the measure of faith becomes the measure of the man. You ever heard that? What's the measure of a man? Well, sometimes the measure of faith becomes the measure. And that's what God wants to see happening in our lives, that we begin to activate and use the faith that we have in our life. But our natural mind will fight it. This is impossible. We'll come up on things that there's no way this can happen. There's no answer here. Nothing can be done about it. It can never happen. There was a French philosopher, his name was Voltaire, and he said, faith consists in believing when it is beyond the power of reason to believe. When there's no reason to believe in it, believe in it. When there's no reason to think this is even possible, believe that it's possible. When I don't care what you've seen or what you've heard or what's been told to you, have faith in God, because we live by faith. Our world has gotten so advanced, you can't even trust what you see when you're scrolling on your phone. You can't trust that that's even real anymore. People just get on there and start creating fake news, fake ads, making fake things, putting people's faces on things that they never said. You have no idea anymore. Our world is so advanced, and they've gotten so smart, logical, that now the world has a hard time with faith. And I'm not against technology. I like being able to be anywhere and call home, be anywhere and contact my kids or look on my phone and see where they are. I like that. They don't like it, but I like it. There's some good stuff going on there. But I'll never get so intellectually advanced that I can drop faith. There's no intellect that can do what faith in God can do. There is no education. There is no degree. There is no job. There is no invention that is able to duplicate, replicate what faith in God can do. But our mind says, prove me, prove it to me, prove it. I need to prove, document it, make it make sense. Show me the research. I got to know it's possible before I believe it. But that's man's logic. To man, that seems the right way to go. Let me see the evidence now. Show me right now. But there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. And it says, in the end of that is death. Faithlessness leads to death. Because faith without works is dead. We become dead inside if we don't have faith to see God do. If we're not living by faith. James said it. You say you have faith, but I'll show you my faith by my works. You can see by the way I live, by the things I do, that I have faith. You're just telling me something, but I see no evidence of that. Any faith that must be supported by the evidence of our senses is not real faith. If I've got to feel it to have faith, well, I can't feel God, so I don't know if I believe it. Well, he existed long before us. Before I ever felt him, he was already existing. So I don't know why I think that needs to change now. Sometimes you don't feel him, but he's still there. Job said, I can't determine where he's at. I can't figure out what he's doing. I cannot perceive him right now. But, and here's his statement of faith, he knows the way that I take. And again, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Faith in God. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Over and over again, just great statements of faith in a God. And he said, I can't even tell where he's at in my life right now. But I'm not going to just have faith in the good seasons when I had all my blessings here. I'm going to have faith when it's all taken away. To live by faith makes us seem foolish to the world, to your friends, to family, and sometimes to the people that you sit on the pew with. Now, that's a tough one. Not everybody sitting in the house worshiping beside you has the same faith you got. They need to. Your faith will make people uncomfortable. It's not designed for that. We don't have faith to make people uncomfortable. The whole body should have faith. Nobody has to be uncomfortable. But don't be upset with somebody because they're living by faith. Don't be upset because they trust this God that saved them. Don't be upset because they'll stand up and pray like that. They're living by faith. People say you're a bunch of daydreamers, got your head in the cloud, fantasy world. But we are the ones who see the miraculous things of God.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And we are the ones that they call when they don't have an answer. So don't draw back.
Amen.
Keep living by faith. Because whether they admit it now or not, there'll be a point in time where they say, would you pray for me? Would you tell me about this God that you serve? Over and over in the scripture, kings and people from other lands that would even make the statement, and who is this God that will deliver you? Desired after the miracle to say, tell me about this God. Nobody but to speak a word against this God. I don't even know him, but I'm telling you, don't speak against him, because no God can deliver after this sort. Once they saw the results of the faith of those three men that went into the fiery furnace, he knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, I ain't got nothing on this. I have no power over this. There ain't nothing I can do to stop this. And he blessed the God that he threw them in the fire for worshiping. They're watching. And when they see the evidence of this God, how can you deny it? Keep living by faith. One of the great stories of Scripture is Abraham. His story is, that's why he's listed so many times in Hebrews. But Paul wrote about him in the book of Romans. And there's a short version of his story. But basically, his story will tell you that there is not a problem that is greater than your faith in the Almighty. You hear me? There is no problem greater than your faith in God. I don't care how big the problem is or how impossible it seems. There's no problem that is greater than your faith in God. In Romans chapter 4, verse 17, Paul said, as it is written, he's speaking, this is God speaking to Abraham, I have made thee a father of many nations. I have made you. Not a single child born yet, but you're the father. God was already speaking the things that didn't exist into existence. I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope, Abraham against hope, believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. He wanted to be what God said he could be. How many wants to be what God says you can be? How many knows that God's got plans for you? That God's got thoughts that he thinks toward you? How many want to see it fulfilled in your life? Paul was told at his very beginning, at his conversion, you are a chosen vessel of the Lord. And the only way he saw it fulfilled was he kept the faith. And Abraham knew, I want to be this father that he's talking about. I want to be the father of many nations. I want to do that. And so, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief or through faithlessness, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. At 100 years old, thank you, God, for the promise of this child. Thank you, God, at 100 years old, for the promise of being the father of many nations. Hey, Abraham, where's your son? Not here yet. But glory to God. Abraham, where's he at? Not here yet. And then Sarah comes waddling out of that tent one day. What? What's up, Abe? He didn't stagger at the promise through unbelief, but was strong in his faith. But Abraham, you're 100. Sarah is in her 90s. This don't happen. I would agree with you if I didn't have a God. I would say you're right, and I'd drop it all if I didn't have faith in God. I've seen what he can do. And he's going to do this. And verse 21 says, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Woo, a child was biologically impossible. But biology don't stop God. Hello? It was impossible. It ain't gonna happen. You don't never read about it happening again. But God was doing something. God was showing the world what he could do. God was giving us a story that would encourage us thousands of years later, so we would know that the just shall live by faith. Life will flow from us by faith. Everything that God needs to do, friend, he can do it when we have faith in him. I don't want to quench the Spirit. I don't want to quench God. I don't want to stop him from working in my life, but I want to be strong in my faith. God can do it. And Abraham was fully persuaded. He wasn't on the fence about it. But he was fully persuaded that what God said he would do, he was more than able to do it. Abraham's faith was not just easy believism or a mental assent that there was a higher power. It was a strong faith, steadfast, and it caused him to trust God in every single circumstance.
Yes, 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 yes.
It was more than just a one-time confession that guaranteed him some kind of unconditional eternal security. But it was a constant and continual, a lifetime, causing him to wait patiently without wavering until the promise came to pass. Abraham lived by faith. He did not consider the problem. He said he considered not his own body. Nobody is more aware of their body than you are. He knew the condition of his body, but he didn't consider the problem. He looked at the promise. He didn't consider the problem. He considered the source of the promise that was given to him. And because he would not even consider that it wasn't possible, it happened. We need to get to that kind of place. I'm not even going to consider the alternative. I'm just going to consider that I've got a God that can do anything. I'm just going to sit back and reflect on the fact that nothing shall be too hard for the Lord. I'm just going to go ahead in the face of impossible odds and say God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think. I wish I could get somebody to stand up on their faith right now and lift their hands in the house of God and just say, I'm going to have faith. By faith, it's going to be better. Why don't you just start making some declarations in the house right now? By faith, it's going to happen. By faith, I'm going to get better. By faith, my children are going to be saved. By faith, by faith, by faith. When it boils down to it, that's who we are. We are the children of God, and we live by faith. We are not the children of fantasy. We are not the children of fairy tales. But we are children of the Most High God, and we live by faith. That's who you are. Get strong in your faith. Get strong in your faith. Get strong in your faith. Come on, the Holy Ghost is moving in this house right now. Just go ahead and lift your hands to the Lord. Just start receiving some things right now in this house. Lift up your head. Lift up your hands. And just start receiving the promise from the Lord right now.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.